the last couple of games, we probably started off pretty well. So yeah, the overriding feeling, I suppose, after the first 10-15 minutes when we were 1-4-0 knockdown was just how the boys turned around, stuck with the task and believed in themselves. So, you know, full credit. Listen, if you're going to go a run in Ulster and win a championship, you're going to have to win games a lot of different ways, and that was just a different way we got through it tonight.
There's a danger when you go that far behind so quickly that you lose the composure and maybe lose your way a wee bit, but these boys, they're mature and they knew how to keep their heads.
Yeah, there's plenty of experience there, and they didn't panic, probably panicked less than I did. But yes, you know, we got that crucial first score and got the kick out and got the second one, and then I think it was then we sort of settled into the game after that couple. But you know, lucky we didn't get a, they probably could have tagged on another one or two in that time, so you know, thank God they didn't.
You got more bodies in and around the middle, you know, picking up a bit of break ball there, and you know, got possession, got things moving forward then after 10-15 minutes.
Yeah, like, you know, I suppose that's the advantage for Thurman. They could have sat here 2 weeks ago and watched this in the flesh. They could have got 3 or 4 games on Throne TV where we were probably going on limited information, you know. But listen, we knew enough about them to realise they were a quality side, and they fully showed it, and you know, we're just glad to get through it.
And then you have Thomas, of course, up front, you know, he's been doing it all season for you. He did it again tonight with the Golden Six.
Yeah. Sometimes, I suppose, yeah, one thing I said at halftime is, you know, don't get too predictable going to Tomas, but, you know, when he's on form, it's hard not to go to him. And it wasn't just his scoring ability, it was winning ball and bringing others into play, which was probably even as impressive as the tally he got.
And again, the defence, which has been so solid all year, that came again tonight after that shaky start, and really that was the foundation again.
Yeah, they definitely asked something different. They started lumping high balls in. They got their goal from it, you know, so you can see where they did it. But I suppose we got a wee bit more cute under the break. Even when they were throwing balls in and they're in the D, we got on top of the break. We Shorty settled into it, and Kieran O, I suppose, what summed them up. There was a play there, I don't know if you saw it, halfway through the second half, and it was a fast break for them, one-on-one, and he just, you know, he was composed, he didn't foul, he didn't, and just stood his man up and got the turnover. Aye, Kieran O'Hagan, you know, and he's been doing that all season for him, and listen, Kieran doesn't get flustered. He plays exactly as his personality is, you know, cool and composed, and, you know, a real asset for us.